Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in my mind, I'm in my 20s. I think of myself the way I did in the 80s and 90s and happy girl. But apparently the world sees us a little differently. And we age, which is kind of the part of the process. I'd rather age and be living than the alternative. And it's interesting when I read articles and I see these memes aging us. You know, so like, for example, I was trained to put two spaces after a period. In typing class, you got in trouble. You got marked down. And if I wanted straight A's, I better put two spaces after a period. They don't do that anymore. That's obsolete. And there's so many things that some of the Gen X's and baby boomers do that millennials and Gen Z'ers are like, you're dating yourself. So, you know, does it matter? Well, to me, a little bit, because I do want to be current. Because when I grew up, I saw the bias people had towards individuals who were older. Now, back then, you were considered old if you were in your 50s, even in your 40s. I remember looking at my mom, you know, starting to get some gray hairs. And when she was 37, 38, and I was like, you're old. Oh my gosh, I would give anything to right now be 37 years old. So, you know, we're aging. So this was an interesting article. This is what people were talking about, I guess, on X or Twitter. What old people do. What are old people think? So for those of you who, like me, are thinking, okay, I am still super cool. I'm awesome. Everybody else are maximum Zoom dweebs or whatever we used to say in the 80s, which I never really said maximum Zoom dweeb. I thought that was pretty dumb. But for those of us who think we're super cool and not square, well, the younger people think differently. So what are some things, quote unquote, old people do? Well, they say if you judge parents if their kids aren't wearing jackets. Now, to expand on this, when you're at Disneyland, or you're at a restaurant and I hear somebody complain about what a parent is doing with their kids. Now, if the parent is hitting the kids, that's one thing. But if the child is not wearing a jacket or the child has some food on their face and the parent doesn't wipe it off, somebody older is going to say that parent should wipe that kid's face. Now, I don't do that. I really don't give a damn. You know, if your kid wants to have boogers on their face, fine by me. If I think there's a medical issue, I'm going to jump in. But if not, no. You know, let the kid have food. But when you start commenting on random strangers and what their kids are doing, that's not dangerous. Yeah. If you eat Tums like candy, if you're popping Tums and popping antacids, that could be a medical issue, which we've talked about on the show. If you make loud noises when you get up and sit down, you're making sound. When there has to be this big performance every time you get up and down. All right, I'm starting to make sounds. I didn't realize I'm making sounds, but I make sounds so I let everybody know. The reason why I do it, and this is why I think a lot of men do it, because my father used to do it, is he used to try to, you make that sound so you let mom, you know, and everybody know, okay, you're going to be now off limits. You are now sitting down. If I think my husband is running around, I'm like, oh, good, while you're up. But if he makes that sound, it cements the, all right, I'm relaxing. Nobody bug me for the next 2 hours. That's why I think people make sounds. That's just me. That's why I do it. If you print your boarding pass, I print my boarding pass. I print it because when I check in the bags, it gives me a boarding pass. And I don't, my phone needs passwords and internet. So I print my boarding pass. I guess I'm old. If you get annoyed if the TV is too loud, that sometimes happens to me because sometimes it's just too loud. But I'm also at the age where I now raise it up. I'm at the 60 or 70 level of my TV. And it could be my TV's bad. They say if you watch the local news, you're old. If you're cold, you're old. If you stand outside stores and wait for them to open up. Well, I thought everybody does that every time there's a new Apple iPhone. I see people on Black Friday. See, I don't do that, so maybe I'm young. I'm a nice spring chicken. If you use a pill organizer, thank God I don't have to do that. But listen, if you take a lot of medications, I know some young people who do that. When you use the phrase back in my day, yeah, that I agree with. When you say back in my day, I will say, well, it used to be, or I will date and say, look, in the 80s, they did this, in the 90s, they did this, in the 40s, they did this. I wasn't around in the 40s, but yeah, okay. Another thing is if you take a nap after lunch, okay, well, if you use your speakerphone, I love to use speakerphone. I don't want it by my head. I don't want the phone by my head. It kind of warms my ear and I get a headache. I'm a big speakerphone person. When you start conversations with strangers in public, okay, I am huge on this. I will talk to somebody at a stoplight. You know, if their window's down, I'll roll down this light. It's ridiculous. Okay, you know, if nobody's watching, I'm going to make a run for it. Okay, don't tell. I'll just start talking to people. I like to talk to people. That's just me. If you watch Family Feud religiously, I haven't watched Family Feud since I was a kid, so that is interesting. If you check your credit report religiously, you're old. It's not what young people do. When you snap your fingers to try to remember something, I don't do that because I can't snap with this finger. I could do this, but I can't do this. If you leave the plastic on things to keep them new. If you wake up super early without an alarm. Okay, come on. You got cats and dogs. Come on. If you watch Judge Judy every day. Okay, that's not me. When you say, what is this world turning into? Or what is this world coming to? Let me give credit, by the way, where credit's due. This is an article from BuzzFeed. Okay, what else makes us look old? If you laugh at commercials. Well, some of the commercials are funny, like the Super Bowl commercials. When you ask younger people how school. Nobody, you don't ask kids how school is because they always say it sucks. If you wonder why your kids aren't in school in the middle of the day. If you stand indoors and look outside at nothing. That's me. If you arrive super airport to the airport. If you say, how do you work this dang thing? If you write in cursive. Oh, my gosh. All right. And if you watch the Weather Channel, they say you're old. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines. Instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families, we all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So as a physician and being very, very open and letting people say what's on their mind, then you could talk about anything. You could talk about anything on the show. You could tell me anything. I'm not going to judge. Many of you are very frustrated with your experiences in emergency rooms. And having been an emergency room doctor, I see both sides. And I'm not going to just sit here and, you know, defend everything that happens in the emergency room. I've also been on the patient side of things. It sucks. You ain't lying. If you have to go to an emergency room, the experience usually stinks. One, you're in pain or you have a medical issue. I mean, if you're going to an emergency room, I'm assuming it's a medical emergency. Two, you're scared. And three, you're not the only one there. There's tons of other people. And so the experience can really, really suck. And the thing I am worried about is many individuals will avoid going to the ER due to their fear or hatred or anticipation of it being such a horrible experience in the waiting room. Usually a pretty good experience once you're in, but to wait to get in. Such a bad experience that people will wait till the last minute. And look at what a cluster and a half that was during COVID. People said their ERs and their urgent care said, don't come. Patients were dying at home, saying, I'm told not to go in. If I have COVID, I'm told to stay home. And I'm like, well, the ER is supposed to be there for you if you have shortness of breath. Yeah, you know, being told to stay home, that wasn't exactly what they were telling you to do. Urgent cares were, but ERs, no. If you need to go to an ER and you are having a life-threatening emergency, that's what the ERs are there for. They want to be there for you. Mind you, there are some people that go there for paper cuts and other stupid stuff, but they're supposed to be there for. So if you have a life-threatening emergency, you need to go. Well, how do you know? How do you know if your issue is life-threatening? Well, is there a chance you could be dying that day? If there's a chance you could be dying that day, to me, yeah, that would mean going in. If you're having chest pain, if you're having trouble breathing, if you can't stand up, if you keep fainting, or even if you do faint, if you're numb on one side of the body, if you have the most horrible headache you've ever had, if you lose your vision, or all of a sudden you're getting flashing lights in your eye, there are bad, bad things out there. You start to swell. One leg starts to swell. Your body starts to swell. Your lips start to swell. Your tongue starts to swell. Whenever something is happening very quickly and acutely, all of a sudden your abdomen is in major pain. You have a fever that's spiking up higher than it ever has. And if you feel like you're going to die, you get to an ER. Now, how do you make the process less difficult? Well, one, research before you're sick where you go. Do you know how horrible it is when I see people come in and then the front desk says, look, your insurance doesn't cover this hospital. You were supposed to go to X, Y, and Z across town. All right, do all your research now. It's April. You feel good. You don't think you have anything death-defying or, you know, flu or pneumonia. Today is a good day for you to figure out where exactly you are supposed to go. If there are a couple options, many of these hospitals now have wait times on the online or on an app. Figure that out so then you could decide if you could take advantage of a lower wait time. Number three is, make sure you have a doctor. If you have a regular doctor, they could sometimes ease the path. So for me, and I understand things have changed, the average person never sees their doctor again after they see them once, because it's always a different provider with these corporations. But when I had a patient say, Doc, I'm on my way to the hospital, I can't come to you, I'm like, not a problem. Tell me what's going on. What hospital are you going to? And I'll call the ER. And I would call the ER. I had all the ER numbers memorized. And I would say, look, I was just called by one of my patients. They say they have X, Y, and Z. They're going to be coming in. It doesn't mean you get front of the line pass. This is a Disneyland. But at least the ER knows, okay, we're having a chest pain patient coming. Or we're having a swollen leg that might be a DVT that I can't necessarily get them to a radiology place. I think, you know, this might be somebody with pulmonary embolism, clots in the lungs. Obviously, I tell everybody to call 911. When an ambulance comes, you know, they can stabilize you. So if you are having a life-threatening emergency, we don't want you driving yourself. Call 911. But an ambulance is not a taxi. It's not an Uber. if you're like, you know what, I've been having this abdominal pain for a while, I think it's getting worse, you know what, it's time, let's go to the hospital and finally get myself checked out. Yeah, if you have somebody who could drive you and it's not a long drive, you know, sometimes that, but if you're having acute chest pain, you can't walk, you can't talk, you think you're dying, yeah, call 911. I don't want you sitting there in traffic and your family member who's driving trying to manage a medical emergency. Be nice to the staff. The secret is we know you're waiting. Okay? Staff isn't sitting there playing solitaire, playing games. I have worked in multiple industries, and I have seen people goof off. I have never, ever seen people at an urgent care or ER goof off. They might stop for a minute or two to go pee. Some might have some good gossip to tell each other. But for the most part, because patients are there, they're listening, they're in pain, people are working. It's all hands on deck. So be nice. They want to get to you. Trust me. But, you know, there's only so much they can do. Another thing is, you know, ensure that you have the coverage you think you're going to need. Part A, Medicare covers hospitalizations and all that, which is good. But if you don't necessarily have, you know, certain coverage that covers your medications and then you're not on your medications, which I think it's ridiculous. I think Medicare should be covering everything. That's kind of why we've been putting money into it ever since we were 16 and working. But make sure you are taking care of yourself to prevent the need to go to the ER. So if you see a doctor and they say, look, you need to be on your blood pressure medication, you need to find a primary care provider, and you need to start managing your diabetes or high blood pressure or cholesterol, do that. Don't ignore it, and then all of a sudden, you're getting a brain bleed because your blood pressure was so high, or you're having a heart attack because you never manage your sugars or your cholesterol or your blood pressure. I'm sorry, I apologize about that. Be very, shall we say, cooperative, okay? If we say to put on a gown, and you say, you just want to look at my ass, listen, okay, we don't have time. The reason why we need you naked is not because we want to look at your butt. It's because if we have to have access to certain veins, to, you know, certain body parts, if we have to manage you, we don't have time to sit there and try to peel off your Spanx or undo your belt. Okay. Also, don't ask for a sponge bath. Why do people keep doing that? Are you going to give me my sponge bath? Okay. Now, listen, I love humor. Okay. I have a patient that comes in and is funny. I love a smart ass. I love it. It makes my day more fun, but the average person, no. Yeah, and I know ER nurses and ER docs, they're funny people. But if they're in a hurry and there's life-threatening stuff and they are told don't laugh because other patients can hear you laugh, try not to crack jokes. I do, but man. Have somebody that can interpret for you. If you don't speak English, right? Now some of you, I mean, yeah, say no habla español. Yep. Drag on a persona que habla español con. Bring somebody who can speak Spanish with you so that at least, or speak a language with you so that you don't have that slowdown in translation. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Ford's self-driving car technology Blue Cruise now under the microscope for problems that may have led to a deadly collision in San Antonio, Texas that involved a Ford Mustang Mach-E. It's one of two similar crashes in both cases. The Mach-E self-driving cars hit other vehicles stopped on freeways at night. Disgraced former L.A. Dodgers interpreter Ipe Mizuhara stole quite a bit more of superstar Shohei Ohtani's money than was originally reported. The update from U.S. Attorney in Los Angeles, Martin Estrada, Thursday.
The evidence we've gathered over the past few weeks has demonstrated that in total, Mr. Mizuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Ohtani's account in order to pay for these illegal sports bets.
The interpreter is accused of using his relationship with a Japanese star to fund his gambling addiction. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so there's a lot of confusion about advanced directives and do not resuscitate and power of attorney and all that. So I just want to discuss really quickly here. Many people are afraid, with all the rumors going on, that if they fill out one of these forms, it gives the hospital carte blanche to not take care of you and let you die. And no, it's not what it is. Okay. You have a piece of paper where you could put your wishes. If you want full court press, if you want nobody to mess with your ventilator and that, and you want to, you could put that in your advance directive. If you're like, okay, I don't want to be a burden. If it's 6 months, 5 months in, and I'm not getting better, or I'm brain dead, 3 months, a week, you could cut it. These advance directives, right, that you are consistently being asked to complete. Do you have one? Do you have one? Do you have one? It's not because the medical institution wants to be able to wipe their hands. No. The reason why these things have come about is because when we used to call them John Doe's or Jane Doe's, although they've changed that now because we don't know what somebody identifies as. So the hospital does not want to identify you as a John Doe if you don't identify as male, or a Jane Doe if you don't identify as female. So I think they just may be calling you Doe. I don't know. Okay. But when you have somebody that doesn't necessarily have family and we don't know who they are, we're going to save their life. Hopefully the family will come. We'll be able to, you know, run the prints, figure out who they are, and then find out what it is their desires are. Sometimes there's nothing written and there's no family. So that person is being kept alive. And we don't necessarily want to make the decision to stop. Would like them to wake up and tell us what they want and maybe get better and leave the hospital. But, you know, what, we don't want to be in a situation where we don't know what to do and that person is sitting there for months. Also, we don't want patients and families in a situation where it's 8 months in, all the finances have been drained, and the family is like, what do we do? Did mom or dad want us to keep them alive? Did they not? So that's why you should put what you want in writing. Now, these advanced directives, they come in different forms. They don't necessarily have to all, you know, say, all right, I do not want nutritional support. I do want pain relief. I don't want you there. You can make it any way you want. You also could change it. So if you are 20 years old and you're like, well, I don't need to fill one out. Yes, you do. You're 20. You might want to continue living. You might want to you might want to put just something in there saying, yeah, you know, I want full court press. I'm young. I mean, for me right now, I don't want to be in a coma for 6 months. And you know, but if I have to be induced in a coma to save my life or to manage some brain swelling, I'm not brain dead. Hell yeah, keep working at it. You know, one thing I've done with ours is the family will oftentimes still have to make decisions, and the family is distraught, and they don't know what to do. And many people fear that the family is going to be talked into shutting off or shutting things down, you know, to end suffering. And you know, nobody really talks you into it. They shouldn't be. Nobody should be talking you into something. But you will have medical providers kind of explain what the prognosis is, explain what we're looking at. If somebody's brain dead, and there are no signs of brain activity, and they show you the studies, and they show you, look, all the medical equipment or the medical studies, not necessarily. Well, they could also show you, you know, published studies, but, and they say, look, this is what we're dealing with here. You know, take some time, talk to the family, but we don't think your family, at this point, there's very little chance of your family member coming back or even being able to live a sustainable life because they've been brain dead for an X amount of time. You know, that family will want to have that education and help make that decision. But I know there was a lot of distrust that happened during COVID. And patients felt they were getting yelled at by staff for not wearing masks when they actually were wearing masks and got COVID anyway. They were told, you don't want to be on a ventilator because then you're going to die, so don't take the ventilator. And, you know, there was all these rumors. And, you know, I get there might have been some chaos. I never witnessed any medical providers do that. But patients are telling me that there was some things that they thought, you know, they wouldn't see and they saw. So eliminate that chaos. right? If you want to be on life support, definitely, you could put that in your advance directive. Just because you fill out an advance directive, that doesn't mean a do not resuscitate. A do not resuscitate order is different. Do not resuscitate means if I go into cardiac arrest, not me. Okay, please resuscitate, please. But if somebody goes into cardiac, I'll do it with an accent. I'll do it so you know it's not me. If I go into cardiac arrest, I don't want you to do nothing. Just let me go. Let me go to my maker. I'm fine. That would be a do not resuscitate. But they have to fill that out. Right now, we resuscitate everybody. That's our job. You go into a code, we resuscitate. If we are told you don't want that, that you want to go in peace, you are done, we will honor that. But put it in writing. But if you are afraid that somebody is not going to resuscitate you, yeah, again, put that in writing saying, I want full resuscitation. You also want to make sure that you assign somebody to make your decisions. Okay? So, you know, I mean, with us, obviously, we have our family to make our decisions. Now, some of you may say, I don't want that because I have a will and the person is going to benefit from me leaving. So why would I have them decide whether to keep me alive or not or help make decisions if I'm incapacitated? You don't have to do that then. You could assign a proxy. What we've done, what my husband and I did, is we've had a medical provider, one of our really good friends, added to our decision-making process such that, although yeah, he said, I'm going to kick the plug anyway. But we've had a provider, actually two providers, on our decision-making process. So if the family doesn't know what to do and they're being told it's over, and they're like, I just want to know that we have a second opinion. We incorporated that. You got to run it by these guys. Okay? Run it by these guys. All right. There's a lot of definitions. There's a lot of different forms. You could fill them out. You need witnesses. You also should have them notarized. The last thing you want to do is have something that could have been forged. You know, what's nice about a notary or an attorney doing it is then you have proof. You know, it's not somebody that just wrote it on a cocktail napkin, you know, because they want you dead. So, you know, the more official you can make it, the better. But when you go to an ER, we just spoke about ERs and how to make that process easier. One point that I needed to expand upon is, you know, have your wishes already written and already figured out and done. You know, another thing people are concerned about is that they are going to be, at the time of bringing a family member in, asked to let them go, you know, to be at peace. You know, you're going to be very, very distraught. You don't always have to make a decision right away. Now, you can consult people and make sure you have that plan before an emergency arises. Guys, who are we going to call? Well, not Ghostbusters. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, it's interesting. Some of you, you're a little shy coming on air, and that's okay. That's okay. You know, I don't ever have to play your message. We do have a message line if you ever do want to call, but not be on air. The 1-877-DOCDALI or 1-877-362-3254. You can leave a message and say, don't play this on air, but answer my question. You could do that. I get messages on Facebook, on X, which is currently Twitter, or previously Twitter. Even Instagram. Some people DM me with their questions. I try to get to all the questions. I can't always. But one is, are there any medical scams you want us to be aware of? So I haven't researched all of the medical scams that are out there. I think you do have to be very, very careful when you see ads for certain vitamins or cold medications or life insurance or policies or medical charities or, you know, I'm not saying you avoid all of them, but you need to do your research. Scams will intermix with legit things that are out there. Like, wasn't there that breast cancer foundation that tried to have a name that sounded really legit, but the money didn't go to breast cancer patients? And, you know, I know that many people do not necessarily want to only give money to the big guys. They want to help these smaller charities out. But you do have to be careful. This is a whole entire topic. I don't even know if I could complete this quickly, but let's just talk about these charities, you know, helping people in need. Me personally, now, if there's a person in need that I know of, rather than just giving them cash, I would rather give them what they need. Do they need clothes? I'll give them clothes. If they need food, I'll give them food. If they have medical bills, okay, let me go with you. I'll go up to the front desk or give me the bill and I will use my credit card to pay that bill. When you hear of these individuals who started GoFundMes or they asked for money for medical bills and then they ended up going to the Bahamas, that's how you stop that. Where if you know the person or there is a person, you can actually donate what they need. It's hard for them to scam you then. You know, they're like, I need money to buy clothes for my kids. My kids need to be clothed. Not a problem. I have thousands of people who follow me. I could say, I need kids' clothes right now. We got a couple boys. They're 8 and 10. Size this. Who's got what? I'll pick them up. But they're like, well, no. Just give me the money. Well, then, you know, that could be a scam. You know, what are these companies where they have their CEOs and their CEOs, get thousands and thousands of dollars and you're trying to scrape together 25 bucks to donate. Right? What I would do if you really want to help them is look at, well, what about volunteering? One of the reasons why I do Blood Donation Day and I help create National Blood Donation Week is because I wanted to do something charitable. But I didn't want to fundraise for these other companies. I would rather know that all the work we're doing is actually going to saving lives. So I'm like, when you donate blood, that blood's going to somebody. So for me, I think it's great. When I ask you guys for donations, I don't ask you guys for money. With National Blood Donation Week or National Blood Donation Day, I'm asking for you to host a drive if you can't donate blood yourself, which is easy. You don't have to spend money. You just have to sign people up to donate blood at your work and the Red Cross or Vitalant or One Blood or your blood bank does all the work. And so that's what I like. So you don't have to come out of pocket. They bring all the cookies and the juice and all the equipment. It's nice. It's easy. And you get to do something good that's life-saving. So research who you're helping and research who you're knowing. In terms of cough medications and over-the-counter medications that get asked, are those scams? And you'll see articles say they're scams. They're not scams. I mean, when I had COVID and my kids had COVID, it blew my mind how much Mucinex helped calm down the symptoms. I think some of these medications do really, really well to calm down your symptoms. I'm a huge fan of Tylenol, Motrin, Aleve, Benadryl, Calamine, Caldrin. I mean, I think that there are uses, there's applications for it. But do you use the medications for days and weeks on end? No. You got to see a medical provider. If you have COVID, you might now need the anti-COVID medication, the Paxlovid or Molnupiravir. If you have allergies or hives, you might need more than Benadryl. We might need allergy shots. We might need to figure out what you're allergic to. Now, if you have acid reflux, don't be taking acid reflux medicines for years on end. That's dangerous. So I don't think that these medications are scams like everybody has been saying. And I know there was a recent study saying, look, a lot of these medications really don't help people with their cold symptoms. I mean, if something's a decongestant and it acts like a decongestant and you feel like it works, then it works. Are there side effects? Yes. Should all boxes of these medications explain the side effects or offer that medication or offer those side effects to be understood very easily? Yes. But to me, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a scam. But just because you have, a cough doesn't mean what you need is cough medication. You might need to change your blood pressure medicine out if it's causing your cough, like the ACE inhibitors. You might need to control your acid reflux if you're coughing. You might need to be evaluated for COVID or pneumonia or cancer. So those are things that I think, in terms of life insurance. So life insurance, I see that commercial where $9, now your price is $9.99, your price is $9.99, your price is $9.99. Okay, well, just for poops and giggles, I'm like $9.99 a month for life insurance. Whew. What kind of coverage is that? I was, depending on your age, $25,000. Now, that might help your burial costs, but I mean, if you're looking for $1 million policy or a $500,000 policy or something that's going to take care of your family when you're gone, you got to do your research. And another thing, is I see these commercials on these networks, these commercials are expensive. They're really expensive. Where are they getting the money for that? I mean, for them to advertise, it's not all, from the goodness of people's hearts. And so you also want to kind of take a look and go, all right, you're spending a lot on advertising. Do networks say, you know what, you could advertise for free? They don't, because you do it for one, now you have to do it for others. So most of the time these networks are charging. And they are charging millions. Well, that's another thing you got to think about. What are their expenses? So just do your research. I think having life insurance is important. I know you have to be very, very careful with some of the life insurance policies that are out there. Keep in mind, life insurance wants you to have the premiums, pay the premiums, and not die on their watch. They want you to forget. A big thing you got to watch out for is if you move, they will find any excuse to end your policy. So it was a win. They got all that money. And we lost a life insurance policy because they sent the bills to the wrong address, even though we already were paying bills from the right address. But they decided to up the rate. It was ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.